It was on an Easter Sunday morning that we find Mary Magdalene standing at the tomb of Jesus, weeping because she had lost someone she loved. She was bereaved, grieving, weeping, until Jesus showed up, called her name, and turned her sorrow into joy. On that same Easter Sunday, Jesus made another appearance to two of his disciples who were on the road to Emmaus, which was only a short distance from Jerusalem. It was not many days before that their hopes had been burning brightly, but the darkness of Good Friday and the burial in the tomb caused them to lose their joy. And as they talked together of all the things that had happened, and while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus showed up. Yet their eyes were blinded that they should not know him. And he said to them, "What manner of communications are these that you have one to another as you walk and are sad?" We have all walked that road, the road of disappointment, the road of sadness, the road that leads away from all that we had dreamed of, all that we had thought would happen. Things did not turn out as we thought. We have been disappointed, we have been hurt, or we have lost someone we love. No matter what the problem was, we have journeyed down that path to Emmaus. We have walked down that same road. But friend, I want to tell you, you keep walking, and it won't be long before Jesus will show up and turn your sadness into joy. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. No subject was more on the minds of the people on this particular day than the person of Christ. As they were talking with sad and serious hearts of this awful incident of the last 2 days, a stranger drew near to them, yet they did not recognize that he was the risen Savior. They thought that he was just an ordinary traveler. As the story unfolded, it became clear that what blinded their eyes was their unbelief. Had they been expected to see him, they may have recognized him, but they did not, because they doubted the resurrection. Now that his body was glorified, what people saw of him depended on his willingness to reveal himself and also on the disposition of their hearts. Though they did not know our Lord, they nevertheless were ready to enter into conversation with this stranger concerning him. After listening to their discourse, the stranger said, "What manner of communication are these? Are these that you have one to another as you walk and are sad?" And one of them, whose name was Cleophas, answered and said, "Are you only a stranger in Jerusalem? Have you not known the things which have come to pass in these days?" And Jesus said, "What things?" And they said unto him concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how that the chief priests and the rulers had delivered him to be condemned to death and have crucified him." And then they told this stranger, We trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel. And besides all this, today is the third day since these things were done." Obviously, the reason these disciples were sad was because of their bereavement. They had been with Jesus. They had seen him arrested, crucified, dead, and buried. Jesus, in his wisdom, did not begin by saying, "I know why you're sad." If their sorrow could have a tongue and speak, he would have ears. If they would show their wounds, he would pour in the oil of healing.
All hail King Jesus.
If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.